Conversation 11. More about the holidays.
You haven't forgotten about our holiday, have you, Jim?
No, of course not, dear.
And you still want us to go abroad, don't you?
I suppose so.
Well, then, I met Jane today, and she came up with a perfectly terrific idea. Robert is going to sell his scooter and buy a second-hand car. And she wants to know whether we'll join them on a tour of the continent. It is a marvelous idea, isn't it?
I dare say it is.
They were thinking of driving to Moscow via Poland. If we share the cost of petrol between the four of us, it won't be too expensive, will it?
I shouldn't think so.
Besides, we can take tents and camp. They've opened camping sites in the Soviet Union this year, haven't they?
Now you mention it, I believe they have.
We'll be able to get visas and things quite easily, won't we?
I should think so.
We'll have a wonderful time. And after all, it's very important to get to know other countries, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
We must stop in Warsaw on the way. You remember that film on TV showing the tremendous rebuilding they've done there since the war? That should be worth seeing, shouldn't it?
I expect so.
Jim, you're being very lukewarm about the whole thing. Do try and show a bit more enthusiasm. You want to go abroad this summer, don't you?
Well, I do, Maggie. But I wish you'd make up your mind. First it was the Balearic Islands, then a cruise round the Norwegian fjords, then camping in Corsica. And now you come up with this idea about Moscow. I expect you only want to go there so that you can book a trip to the moon.
Jim, don't you think you're being unfair? After all, I'm only doing my best to fix up an interesting holiday for us. And I really think this latest idea is the best one of all.
Well, it's not so bad, I suppose. You'd better invite Robert and Jane round one day so that we can talk the whole thing over with them.
Oh, that's an idea, Jim. I'll ask them for Sunday.
And you won't change your mind again, will you, Maggie?
Well, I don't suppose so. But you never know.